On UK Talk Radio, we love our authors, and it's great, always a great conversation to be had with people who've written and published their own book. And we've got a lovely lady on the line now who's going to talk to us about her recently published work based on her own childhood and formative years experience. That lady's called Ava Lorish, and she's with me right now. Welcome, Ava, to UK Talk Radio. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, Ava. Yes. Yes. Now, Ava, you're now living in the UK, and you've got you're a mum, and you're originally from Poland. And how did you end up in the UK, first of all, Ava?
So from Poland, we moved to Switzerland, and then we moved to UK. I am very glad. I really appreciate living in UK.
Oh yes.
I find it it's quite interesting because the book was born in here.
Yes.
In Oxford, where
yes.
I live. So you know, and in front what you said, you know, about like I come from Poland and all what is mentioned in the book.
Yes.
I would assume, like, you know, when I think about all of that, what happened in the past, it's also the part of the background and historical background.
Yes. Now, the book, we're going to be talking about a really deep subject and a heavy subject, but also something we haven't talked about for a long time on here on UK Talk Radio. I'm really looking forward to this. Now, the book is called I Will Tell Anyway. I'll Tell Anyway. And it's about abuse during childhood and boundaries that have been crossed by an adult towards a child that shouldn't be crossed. And this is your own personal experience growing up, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, that's why I would say this book is very personal, but also it's touching a collective experience. While, like you mentioned, it's one thing is being abused as a child and then carrying this throughout all life. And
yes.
What is the most extreme in this that you will repeat this. You cannot run away from this, and this is the most heartbreaking account, I would say, what happened in childhood as and me as a childhood abuse survivor. I would say that this experience had impact not only me, but that was like a ripple effect.
Yes. What? Carry on.
Yeah, so what I'm thinking, like, whatever happened to us in our childhood, we will repeat this.
Yes. Do you think, I mean, obviously, I'm thinking there are some adults that have managed to release these things and deal with these things when they've grown up better than others, and they've managed to go on to live a very, you know, a fairly well balanced and productive life. But there are those that haven't at all. There are those that have been quite the opposite, and they've really, really carried this around, and it's been imprinted into them and ingrained in them for their whole life or most of their life, which is so, so sad, isn't it?
Yes, yes, it's very sad. It's heartbreaking.
Yes.
When, you know, it's the thing is that also, like you mentioned, there are people who can, I would say, heal and transform from inside.
Yes.
And that you can see their life is flourishing on the outside. Yes. While the other people are not so fortunate.
No.
If we look at that, what's happening and why that happened like that, we can see many many things, like the part of coping mechanism.
Yes.
The part of if the child was with somebody or not. If the child had support, what sort of support? And then the repetition. One thing is also that, like, when you dive in into this book and you see the main character, this small girl, she's all the time alone. All the time.
Yes, yes. Could I ask?
Could
I ask, Ava? You don't have to go into detail, but what was the, you know, very very briefly, the person that was perpetrating this abuse towards you? How did they come into your life? What was their background? How did it? How were they there? You know, what was the background of the person? Very generally speaking, if you're happy to talk about that.
I would express this way, that it was not one person.
Right. Okay.
That's very interesting thing that's happening, frankly, and horrific, really. You know, because like we can sometimes can assume that was one main person, and of course, the intensity of one person put the child into such a victim that the other perpetrators come.
Yes.
And and then that creates a group.
Oh my goodness!
It's almost like, you know, it's almost like animal behavior. That's why even like I would say I started being very very interested in psychology. I started reading psychological books when I was 11. And
yes.
It was like, you know, this question, why this all happened to me, why these people came to me, what I did to them, what they want from me, will that ever, ever happen, finish, how to resolve this, you know? And this child is like all the time in questions, all the time.
About when is this going to end and how do I escape?
Yes, yes. So, you know, so the main perpetrator, I would say it's, I would say, if you ask any person who was a victim in childhood, when the main programming is like from 0 to 7, let's say, is programming on who the person, who the child is going to be as an adult. And when you see this, that the perpetrator comes, so there is never one person, never.
Now, the internet, in some ways, has made the situation better. You know, things are more out in the open. Things are more, things are not tolerated now. You know, children are encouraged very much to speak out. Of course, it's the internet has made communication so much more, if you like, flexible, and you know, spreading information, and in that way people are less, I suppose, less isolated, but in other ways the internet has made these issues worse, hasn't it? In some ways it could do great good for the situation, but in other ways the internet has compounded and made these sort of issues worse, hasn't it?
Yes, that's true. I would really agree. So one thing is that at the same time where the internet is frankly worsening, and I will tell a bit in a moment, that on the other side, it's like a ripple effect, but on the other side, it's popping up. That's like some supportive part. And at the same time where the supportive part we have, and people can go there and speak. On the other side, for example, soon will be my website, Voice of Divine, that there will be a lot of talk about voice of abuse, voice of children, voice of freedom, that we can speak about what happened to us. and how can we resolve this? But on the other side, what's happening about internet, I would say, that we don't see each other.
How do we
share our truth? Yeah.
I mean, the thing is now things are much more out in the open. I know in decades past, you know, things were swept under the carpet. They were hushed up. They were almost turned a blind eye to, which is terrible, isn't it? And you know, it was all secret and taboo.
Yes.
And of course,
yes.
It's not as bad as that now. It's much more open, but still, there are children out there right now that are very, 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 very isolated. What can we do about that? You know, what ideas do you have that might, try to improve the situation and, you know, make it happen to as few people as possible, or fewer people, you know, so
yeah.
they don't have to go through what you went through. How can we, what ideas might you have? I know it's a big question.
Yeah, it's a big question, and we could speak hours. I will tell
you.
Yeah, I know. One thing what comes to me, you know, is with my book, there is I Will Tell Anyway, and
yes.
the subtitle is Games of the First Studies.
I Will Tell Anyway. Yes.
Yeah, and the thing is that one of the games of the studies was, if you will tell anyone, I will. And this is the trend
yes.
thing. That's why these kids, what you are asking me is about help these kids. These kids are mostly threatened. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
So
I know.
We have to go to psychology. We have to see why these kids withdraw and don't ask for help. Yeah. The other thing is, if the child will say what happened, can be punished. And that's very, it's very often, you know, when the child will say that something happened, they will, why you went there? You wanted this, you, and so on, you know, because this is the part of the projection of the adult who probably, or did that to the other child, or was the victim as a child. You know, so the thing is that why this is happening is this needs more awareness. This needs more that we more speak about how the psychology looks behind that. And even when we open to the like societies or like websites in internet that which are supportive, that they will help the child and that the child could feel supported in a way, but it's not judged.
Mm.
So that's very important because the child will withdraw.
Yes.
And when I think about, you know, when I think about the book and this small girl who is constantly alone, and when you read page after page after page, and when you ask, this girl is so dehumanized that she stops believing that she's a human.
Yes.
She cannot understand this, you know, she loves animals, and at the same time she's thinking, like, you know, why it's happening to me? And
yes.
when we take every child from any country, you know, who is treated this way from the beginning, this child has no, I would say, like, written inside part that
yes.
the help would be okay.
Obviously.
That the adult will help and not abuse.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
So
this
we
is
have
a,
now trust yes. issues.
This is really,
how can
really,
I trust? Yeah?
Really deep subject. This is really
yeah.
deep, yes.
Yeah.
I mean... Yes, I mean it's heart wrenching to talk about. Obviously, people can find the book "I Will Tell Anyway" on Amazon. So if they go to Amazon, put in "I Will Tell Anyway" and your name, just to remind the listeners, is Ava Lorish. And without giving too much away about this incredible book. That people will be obviously wanting to buy and read now. I mean, it just sounds, you know, inspirational. Now, was there a legal case? Were you involved in any legal situations as a result of this? Was there any resolution, legal resolution to any of this?
Yeah,
Without obviously going into too much detail right now.
Well, in childhood, no. That was really just after communism, and
oh my goodness!
There was one part that I was a witness as a child, and I was I was so scared that I withdrawn.
Yeah.
I did not say anything, frankly. Although at the beginning I said some sentences, and I was punished by that. So that made a huge impact on the rest of my life until I started healing.
Yes, I mean, you do sound. I mean, obviously we haven't met, and obviously I've only just met you on the phone a couple of times, but you do sound like somebody, you know, who's very self-aware and somebody who's, you know, looking forward to the future and who's trying to get a balance in their life. And, you know, you do sound, you know, if I might say, you're doing well in many ways. And I hope I'm right when I say that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My healing journey, I would say, started like 17 years ago. And I started, like, you know, when I was 11, I started reading psychological books. Then I went through, like, body embodiment and looking through this way. Then I went through many, you know, therapies and approaches looking for where is my truth and how to find myself. So that was a long journey, I would say. And now I am a homestay mom.
Yeah, they say a lot of, I mean, I don't know how accurate this is, but I've often heard that people who have abused children were often abused themselves when they were children. I don't know how many cases, what the statistics would be on that, but I have heard it said that people who abuse were often abused themselves.
The thing is that it's a part of the repetition. You know, so frankly, I would say if I observe my life, I was very, felt attraction towards abusers, you know, and that was not my choice. Yes, that was the repetition. That was this unconscious, scared child who was trusting people who were abusing her constantly. And I would say, you know, in my life, I was abused on every single level, in work level, in friendship level, in love level, in every single relational, you know, it's obviously this book is about relationships.
Yes.
That's the biggest issue in this book, because this girl cannot trust any human in there. So now it's time to start a new life, I would say, and it's a lot on my way in front. So I am starting my business that will be a part of a coaching and healing and mysticism, and going deeper that we can explore and touch this victimization.
Yeah, and it's crazy. It is crazy to think that often these things can happen from family members, you know, the fact that family members can abuse a child. I mean, it's hard to get your head around that, isn't it? But it is often the case.
Yes, and that's the most heartbreaking what can happen to the child.
Yes.
It's not even the person, like, there is no, I would say, the tonation about the abuse, yes? But when the person who is the most close to the child, who's taking care of the child, where the child feels that there is so-called home, and this is happening.
Yes.
It's the biggest devastation in the mental impact, on the mental impact, psychological, sexual parts, you know, it's such a huge devastation.
Yes, yeah. Eva Lorish, your book is called I Will Tell Anyway, I'll Tell Anyway, available on Amazon, and your name is Eva Lorish, and so people can look that up and purchase a copy Now, thank you so much for your time today and for contacting us here at UK Talk Radio. And of course, we've just scratched the surface with on a very, very, very big subject. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. And thank you for your questions, that we could at least touch this so important topic.
Thank you, Eva.